Goddamn right. Okay, so here we are. It's time for the live feed. This is the live feed. Now, while that was playing, as edifying as that, and the reason why I play hip-hop is A, I like it. B, I think you need to hear it because I know like 99% of my audience doesn't, and they think it's all like fucking fucked up and it's the decay of civilization. No, it is not. It's modern protest music. If you're an old motherfucker like me, you remember what protest music was, right? No, I won't lecture you, so don't worry about it. What else? What was I actually doing, though? I was watching Road to Rio with Don Ameche. Yeah. I don't know. Is that what it's called? Road to Rio? I think it is. I don't know, man. Let me look and see here for a minute. There it is. Yeah, see? There's that fat guy. He's in every one of these goddamn movies, you know? He has his modern counterpart in Sasso from Carlito's Way. Remember the fat Sasso in Carlito's Way saying, "How much do you owe?" "I don't know, maybe 50 thou." "What happened to you? You used to be that guy." Remember? He was talking to Carlito about Benny Blanco from the Bronx, and he said that, "Why are you pissed off at Benny Blanco? You used to be Benny Blanco." And he says, "Never him, not me, never me." Yeah, that was Fat Sasso. "Ooh, you're going to wind up in the trunk of a car on a Belt Parkway." They'll open it up and go, "What's that smell? Sasso." All right, so, and I don't know there's Sasso. It's not really Sasso, but, you know. Now, here are two Don Ameches. I hate it when they did this shit in those movies. Remember that? They got very fascinated with the fact that they could... They got fascinated with the fact that they could do, like... You know, they could double expose, whatever you call that, you know, do the same guy twice. Like the Patty Duke show used to drive me. I never watched that fucking show as a kid because it drove me nuts, you know. Probably the same way that my show drives a lot of people nuts. I don't like the fact he's doing too many people, you know. Just do one guy and then have another guy that's a real guy talk. All right, I'm in the middle of something, man, so don't fucking bother me here. I got shit I got to do. Oh, you know what? I should tweet out that we're live now. Some people may be complaining. Where is it? I don't understand it. Mr. Henry said that... Let me just tweet it out. "Hey, man, we're live now. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch." Yeah. Here we go. Okay. We are streaming live now. Should you be so inclined? I'm better typing with my thumb than I am with both, you know. Be so inclined. Going back to Mexico in 2 weeks. Maybe we'll do a Facebook Live there. I really could use a little Mexico trip. We're streaming live now. Should you be so inclined at philhenryshow.com. Get a BSP. You always got to be selling, man, you know. And watch that crazy motherfucker. There you go. That's what George Carlin called me. From the stage at Bally's, George Carlin said, "And Phil Henry, that crazy motherfucker." So, and I was very proud of that. And still am. Go get a BSP at, watch the guy George Carlin called a crazy motherfucker. Boom! Okay, man. So we just tweeted that shit. Maybe we'll just go ahead and retweet that shit on the main thing, you know. Boom. Boom. Hey, what do people mean by ratio when they talk about... Right on, man. Yeah. You know what I think? Well, I better not say. All right, so there, that's that. That's where that's at. We done did that. We done did that, man, so I'm good. I'm good to go. Now all I got to do is turn this goddamn TV down because it's making me Don Ameche. Don Ameche, he means this one thing to me, and that was a show called International Showtime. It was on NBC at 7:30 on Friday nights, hosted by Don Ameche. And it was NBC. It was pretty weird. It wasn't weird. It was actually, we watched it as kids. We loved it. They went to a circus. Every week they went to a new, and it was a circus in Europe. It was generally some exotic, you know. "And tonight we're at the something-something circus in Prague." And then they'd be at a circus in Mexico. Then they'd be at a circus in, you know, And I didn't focus in those days. When you're a kid, you don't focus on the animals. You do, but you focus on the flying trapezes and shit and the, I don't know, the gymnastics. That's what I looked at. I never really started looking at how animals were treated in a critical way until I got well into my, you know, into my advanced years. Although I always was a lover of animals, but I never, it never occurred to me how they're being treated. You know, now it just rips my fucking guts out. Everything. Every time I see an animal in any sense, I'm asking myself, how's that creature being treated in relation to what is going on? That's why I don't like any of these animal videos on YouTube. They fucking drive me out of my mind, because I'd say 50% of the people who say they love animals don't. And 50% of the people that put, maybe more, that put these animal videos up. Oh, here's a cute one of my dogs swimming. They have the foggiest fucking idea of what that animal may be going through for your kicks, you know. Petting zoos, all that shit drives me fucking nuts. When I walk into a goddamn PetSmart or a Petco and I see the grooming station, which they do have behind, you know, it's open to the public. You can see what's going on, which I grant them a lot of points for that one. But I'm always looking to see how they're treating those dogs and cats in there. I say it's like Bob Barker disease. You get it when you reach a certain age. You just all of a sudden, you cannot stand the very thought of, well, what about people? Do you care that much about people? I spent my whole motherfucking life caring about people like that. You know, my whole goddamn life was spent caring about people. Okay? And doing what I could do and when I could do it and how I could do it. I still do. I have the same feeling about kids. Same feeling about little kids, you know. When you see a stroller and you see some adult that looks like they couldn't find their fucking ass with both hands and they have one hand on a goddamn stroller and there's a child in that thing, that I can't tell you what that does to me, you know. So what are you going to do, you know? I mean, you intercede where you can. You do what you can. We must do what we can. Yes, we must do all we can. What movie is that from? Yes, we must do all we can. What is that? What is that movie? All right, anyway. All right, so tonight on the Phil Hendry feed here, we got some Steve Bozell, and we have some written by Rory MacLeod, probably extensively re-improvised by me, but nonetheless written by Rory MacLeod. And we also have some cleanup to do on Vernon Dozier that was really necessary, and we didn't do it Friday, and we got to do it here. We got to do it. What's that? What happened to you, Vernon? Where are you, man? Jesus Christ, what happened to you, dude?
I don't know what happened to me. You got the goddamn phone. It's on the floor. Here's my feeling, Phil, is that the...
Vernie, you've got to tell him...
I'm going to tell him, Father. We had a stink bomb was let off.
They let off a stink bomb because... I'll tell you what happened, Phil. I've got to get a little bit more Irish. I'll tell you what happened, Phil.
Don't mind, it happened to me, Father.
All right, you can tell them. I want to give the background here, that apparently after Vernon Dozier had so disrespected Bart Starr...
I didn't disrespect him.
...had so disrespected Bart Starr to see it slap his face, there were three stink bombs in quick succession.
Well, I'll do it. One in my car, and...
And there was one under his desk.
Yeah, one in my desk at the Vernon Dozier Fieldhouse, and then one under my seat in the faculty lounge. That was a time... That was a timed fuse.
Yeah, it was a timed fuse stink bomb.
What do you mean a timed fuse stink bomb?
Just what I said, friend.
You're out of touch, my baby. Let me see here, man. Okay, cool. Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum. The timed fuse stink bomb, and the goddamn thing just, you know, blew up. Blew it hell and back. Oh, what's up, man? Vernon Dozier. Here it is. Vernon Dozier. Jesus H. Cries. I'm looking for Vernon goddamn... Here, look at this, man. There's Max Scholder. We're just talking about him. You missed out. Michael McKean is tweeting about Max Scholder, and you missed the one that we were looking at on our goddamn Saturday cinema. What did we just show? That fucking weird goddamn Indestructible Man, yeah. And Indestructible Man. All right, so Vernon, where is your bullshit? Here it is. Oh, this is the kookiest thing. Yeah, there it is. My car and office were both stink bombed. Ay, 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 ay. Okay. Groovy thing, man. Print that off, and then we have Steve Bozell is already sort of done for us here. Okay. Just to redo that. Wow, man. You're out of touch, my baby. Said, baby, 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 you're out of time. Here we go. Godzilla sound effects, man. Let's hear it. Let's hear it, bitch. Is that from the new movie? Because I don't know that that's... That's the one. That's the one we know and love. Jesus.
Yes, that's the one there. You see, that's the one that, yes, you see. Now, loading that into the new battery is, I'm sure, not as difficult as it may appear, but I'm not going to do that tonight. I'm simply going to go with straight from YouTube like that. It's going to scare the living bejesus out of Steven Bozell, and you know the rest. Now, we also need Steve's bloody ass goddamn fucking...
Pond. Where is that motherfucking pond? Is the pond loaded in, dude? I got a fucking... The only problem with this thing is I can't see it. It's that the print is that small. And I dare say I'm not the only one. What time is it, man? There's wind. Is that one? Yeah, that's wind. That's don't need that motherfucker. Although we could use it in reserve. There it is. Found it. How about that, huh? Stand by, folks. Cause I gotta take a piss. You've had your way.
But if you don't show up tonight, you'll never be the same. I'm gonna change your mind, Daddy, if you don't change your ways. You better bring it to my door, or don't bring it home anymore, anymore, anymore.
I'm too big for you to mess with, so don't bruise your little hips.
But I'll get you, Daddy, if I have to make two trips. I'm gonna change your mind, Daddy, if you don't change your ways. You better bring it to my door, or don't bring it home anymore, anymore.
Peace out. I just sat down, man. What's the lag time on a computer tonight, man? It looks like I just sat back down, and I'm looking at myself still searching for a fucking sound effect. Wow. Must be like 20 seconds, even more. Let's check it out. No, can't do that. All right, tell you what I'm going to do. We're now into almost a half a minute. Let me shut your filthy hole. Shut your bloody hole. Because I don't think we need that.
right now. But we will. We will. Don't worry about it. We will. Yeah, now I'm getting up to go take a piss. What's that, a full 40 seconds? Woo, man. You know that by the end of May, I was supposed to be down to 190. Forget it. I'm still at 210. Thank God I'm still at 210. Okay, I mean, that's a victory that I'm at 210. 210 pounds when you used to... And I just saw the... I got to tell you something. I just saw the episode that I'm on, Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. And, you know, I was used in a very sparing role there, but Christ, I'm fucking fat there. I had no idea I was still that weight. That was only a year and a half ago, man. And I was a fucking fat fuck. So I think that's probably that and other things got me to lose the weight. Starting last summer, we're almost a year into this fucking process, I hit 210 in January, February, March, April, May. I'm at 210 holding for 5 months, 4.5 months. But I have not gotten down to the 190. So that's going to be another goddamn, you know, obviously it's, I don't know why. I don't know why, you know, I remember I wasn't budging. And you guys remember, I was talking to you about it, in fact. I'm saying, I'm not moving, you know, and obviously there was a metabolism thing. I had to change up the metabolism. And for a while there, I got down to as low as 207 pounds. I even think I got to 205 and then back up to 210. So, yeah, it's gonna. I know what it's gonna take. It's gonna take another concerted effort of exercise, as well as no fucking fudging on weekends, which is what I was doing all through this diet, going all the way back to last year. I was going having dinner on weekends with people, and making sure that during the week I was starving myself—not starving myself, but you know. That goddamn. All right, man, so I think it's all groovy. Like, what I've got going on here, the first one I'm going to do is Vernon, I think, okay? So Vernon's where? He's in his goddamn gym. As usual, ain't he there? I just found the, and if I'm doing Steve Bozell, where's the gym, Jack? Where's the Jack gym? There it is. Beautiful thing. So we got the field there and the gym here. Coach, you have some unfinished business?
Yes, I do. I got some unfinished business. Listen how sharp that sounds. That sounds like shit, doesn't it? That sounds like shit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does, but then you usually do.
Boy, you can't resist taking a shot, can you, Henry? You just have to get that shot in.
Well.
So what game are we playing today, huh? Is this called Let's Kick the Coach Between the Legs?
No, that's not it at all.
Because I got my quarters here.
Okay. Father, you there?
I think that's what he just said, yeah. You know.
Are you two guys going to just... We're doing smart ass today, is that it?
Well, it's either kick Vernon between the legs...
Excuse me, it's either kick Vernon between the legs, we're playing the smart... Either we're playing smart ass, you see, or it's kick Vernon between the legs. I can't hear a goddamn thing. How do you do your goddamn show with a low headphone level?
That's the way Henry's been. For all the years he's been doing our fake voices, we've had to sit there and listen to him with a headphone level down.
What are you afraid of, Phil?
I'm afraid of feedback. I don't know.
It's not feeding back, chump.
Come on, don't be a sucker, Phil. Goddamn thing, that's when you had the Sennheiser cans, man.
I know that, but...
Yeah, but what? You just don't like hearing your voice.
It's too loud. I can't... When things are too loud, you can't mix things properly either. You know that.
Yeah, that's right, Phil. You know, likely story. Turn the goddamn headphones up, get in there, and produce the goddamn show. Turn up the goddamn headphones, Phil. Get in there and produce a goddamn show like a man.
And I'll feel like...
All right, Father, thanks a lot.
What are you going to make me talk like this now? Thanks a lot. Now he's going to make me do the whole, you know, the Barry Fitzgerald.
That's not Barry Fitzgerald.
I know, but it's a mutation. It's a mutation of Barry Fitzgerald. Was that Kobe Bryant with some fat fuck telling him what to do?
I don't like anybody telling Kobe what to do. He's one of my favorite basketball players of all time. Tessie, 1-2-3-1-2-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. Jesus Christ, Henry.
It's not me, man.
Yeah, the hell it ain't. Hey, you know Alice Faye, man.
What about her?
What about her? Alice Faye was something.
Oh, Let me tell you, don't put your hands on my Alice Faye. Oh, man. Alice Faye.
What about Alice Faye?
Alice Faye. You don't know anything about Alice Faye, do you?
He doesn't.
Alice Faye was a real piece of tail.
Okay, you know.
Oh. Phil, you've got to be able to appreciate Alice Faye. Did you appreciate Phil Harris?
No, I did not. That sounds like,
You're going to say that's Hollywood, what the hell was Hollywood Palace?
Yeah, that sounds like Hollywood Palace, circa the 1960s. Okay. Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2. Now, before we forget anything, let's forget one more thing. Before we forget anything, let's forget one more thing. So my mail app finally crashed after so many years. My mail app on my phone, on my iPhone. So I have had to use the new mail app, or the new mail app that they have, and I cannot fucking stand it. I don't like it. I'm sure I'll get used to it. My computer is like all like what? I changed formats on it. I'm telling you, it's never a dull fucking moment. Never a dull moment. I'm probably gonna wind up losing a fucking account because of this shit, but I what do you want from me, man? I'm not a continuity director. You know, I'm good. Thank you for if you like my show, you're going to love Let Lisa Help with Lisa Lampanelli on Podcast 1. The Queen of Mean is now the Queen of Meaning. Join Lisa each week as she sits down. Download new episodes of Let Lisa Help with Lisa Lampanelli every week on an Apple Podcast, a Podcast of One. Right on. I'm going to be doing 5 Plutos. Okay, groovy. Look, I got a schedule here for this week, for the week of 6-3, that says I do 5 Plutos. Good news. All right, so, okay. Yeah, man. I think we're ready to start this piece of shit. I don't know about you, but... And, you know, I learned something. You learn something valuable every day, but I've learned something about working both these computers. I'm not as dumb as I look. I'm a pretty smart motherfucker. I'm a smart motherfucker. I was studying to be an accountant. What movie? What fucking movie? Clockers. One of my favorites. All right. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hi, my name is Phil. Here's some surf music that we may use. I don't know if we will. Let's see if we can do it. Goddamn right, I like that. I like that. Test 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah, man. All right. Okay. Good.
Welcome to our live stream. This is what we do. And, no fuss, no goddamn muss. I'm real. This is a real, trimmed down, slimmed down operation here. Basically means I don't have to pay that many people to, sure you understand. Well, Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. Over 100 TV channels, thousands of movies on demand. They're all completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. That's worth the price of admission right there for me. Welcome to the Phil Henry Show, and welcome to our...
Well, Phil, just do it. Just say it.
Just pitch it, Phil.